Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. And anyway, so we have our final guest of the day here. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Mark Donahue.
Nakia, nice to meet you.
Scott, nice to meet you. Go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. I'm Mark Donahue. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been involved in growing about 20 different companies. I was entrepreneur in residence at Babson College, the longest tenured one ever. I ran an M&A firm for 7 years. I built two funds, Silicon Valley Tech Venture Fund Group with over $100 million that defined the environmental investing space. And I've been CEO of seven companies in my career.
Wow. If I can get you to move the mic a little closer to your mouth for me.
Yeah, yeah. You want to do that? Is that better?
That's perfect.
All right. We like that. Let's rock and roll.
Perfect.
You want me to say that again?
No, we're good. I think we heard it, but we'll be good for the rest of the interview now.
We like that.
Yeah.
That's quite a resume. So what is it that you're working on now?
Well, my whole career has been with a fairly singular focus, but that can be over a broad range of sectors. Okay. I've been trying to use capitalism consciously to solve the key problems of society and the environment.
Okay.
Call that regenerative capitalism, if you want. So my latest venture that I ideated about 5 years ago and then funded internally from my own resources and have now built out a team that includes people like the founder of Match.com and Tinder, the founder of the leading e-learning company Scrimmage, some of the top technologists and marketing people in the world. What we're building is a platform to monetize human life experience, which is really the largest asset on the planet, and to do that with a purpose of reduction of human suffering.
Huh. Okay. I'm going to need more on that.
Well, that was kind of a lead, so, and a tease. So,
sure.
You know, so I would just ask a question to you. So, what's the value of a well-timed insight in your life?
Depending on what it is, incalculable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that really comes
being able to catch on to this conference before people knew about it and get in with the media team is the reason why we have more space than anybody else in
Sweet.
Here.
You're set up, man.
So
you got a great crib here. So, you know, we realize that this is the largest asset on the planet, which we believe that human life experience is that asset. And so if you look at, for example, monetization models today, let's say sharing economy like an Airbnb or a Lyft Uber, they're just dealing with cars and homes.
Sure.
That's a fractional rounding error compared to the value of human life experience. But there really isn't a platform to actually monetize that effectively and do it with purpose, because we're purpose-driven human beings. So as a conscious capitalist, or whatever you want to call that, an impact entrepreneur, social responsible business person, all sorts of terms you might want to use, green, clean, ESG, you know, we can go through the whole list. Yet there's this basic opportunity that we have, this wealth of knowledge on the planet that sometimes is constrained by Big Brother, because in certain areas you can't actually practice what you know unless you get licensured and go through a whole, you know, eye of the needle and a control system.
Yeah.
But most of human life experience isn't required to go through that, interestingly. It's just nobody's figured out how to actually monetize that and create a matching platform. That's why the founder of Match.com came in early as an investor and my first board member. So what we do is match people up who have been through a specific life challenge. And let's talk about what life challenges are. Things like dementia of a loved one, having a first child, I've just been released from prison, my home just washed away in Hurricane Harvey in Houston, and I'd like to be matched to somebody, since we're in New Orleans, who had their home washed away in Hurricane Katrina 13 years ago.
Right.
Because that really values and optimizes that life experience when you have the proper matching. Then there's certain cultural dynamics. Well, let's say you did have a a loved one with dementia. Well, it's very different if you're a 28-year-old woman technologist in San Francisco whose mother at 50 has early cognitive impairment, and perhaps even ethnically that person, you know, is of whatever origin. Let's just say for a second they happen to be white and from a very kind of normal middle America experience.
Okay.
Versus, let's say, someone who happened to be in a southern state, an 80-year-old man who had a wife that died of Alzheimer's at 85. It's a very different progression and situation.
Sure.
But by properly matching, so we're actually matching that life experience both culturally, age-wise, experientially, where you are in your cycle of that life challenge to another human being, then the value gets optimized and you get to choose your guide. We have guides and clients. And through our guide base, therefore, not only do our matching algorithms help you choose that guide, but your intuition, almost like on Match, that dopamine effect, that excitement of finding somebody who wants to give you their gift,
right,
wants to share their knowledge, and they're doing it at an affordable price. Our whole service is priced for middle America and eventually middle China, middle Japan, middle UK, middle Germany, whatever country you're
sure
in. Because those people in the middle, at least in America, for example, have 2.8 people in their household, the mm-hmm income $60,000 a year. They can't afford the psychiatrists,
right,
the life coaches, you know, the special PhDs consulting with them. So who's helping them? Who's on demand to give them personalized, human, one-on-one experienced counsel during the life challenges of life, which is really the key area where life suffering, life struggle, and stress emanates in our adult society?
I now remember reading your pitch in the Collision app.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited about this.
Cool.
It is such a cool idea because at some point or another, we all go through some kind of traumatic something. Everybody hits it at some point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some do it more often than others, but we all hit it at some point, and how we deal with it may be productive, it may be destructive, kind of depending on what's around you when it happens. And being able to find somebody to be around you, somebody to help you through that, could make a huge difference.
Well, it's so true. And, you know, the advances of technology are that we're more connected, but where they're usually through thin relationships. So they're kind of light, shall we say, social media. And that can be very valuable at a certain level. Yet on some studies, 45% of people in America die from loneliness as their primary cause of death. So think about the power of that. So even in our social media and connected generation, there's not enough depth there.
Yeah.
So then we look at the next level of that in a human progression of what really is real. And, you know, the whole connections that used to exist in small tribes and villages and communities and towns and cities and churches and mosques and synagogues so often are disintermediated today because our busy lives, our fragmented lives, our family being diasporic essentially over the planet, over the name of capitalism to make a living. So now we don't have that connective fiber there quite as easily. And sometimes you don't want to be supported by somebody who's too close to you. Not that they don't care, but they don't actually have the right life experience.
Right.
It's like, would you go to your therapist because your mother has dementia? Well, does that mean your therapist knows even anything about having a mother with dementia?
Right, right.
And you're not depressed. You're just trying to figure out how to survive and deal
right
with this and do a good job and fulfill your responsibilities. So what we're doing is creating what Kim and Marburn in their famous seminal Harvard case defined as a blue ocean strategy. A blue ocean strategy is we're creating a new market versus competing. You know, a competitive market would be something like let's create a CD to replace a tape.
Yeah.
Okay, a blue ocean strategy would be something like, oh, gosh, we have this thing called alcohol. Let's make it into this gel called Purell and now charge 10 times more for it because now you've got something you can rub on your hands at the sink and in all the
right
supermarkets. And now they make a lot more money. They created a whole new category.
Uh-huh.
That's a simple example where it didn't compete with anything else. It created. So we're in a creation strategy. And our creation strategy is based on a few foundations. One is, again, foundationally, human life experience is not optimized on the planet. And it's an amazing wealth. And that life experience at a foundational level just needs to be matched more effectively. And by doing that with a purpose-driven group of life challenges, because we don't address things where you do need something like a medical degree or a psychology degree.
Okay.
But the majority of things don't require those credentialing. Right. So when we do that, then all of a sudden, let's say you're a mother at home with a 6- and 8-year-old. They're at school. You can't afford to buy them sneakers. And you want to take them to Olive Garden once a week as a special. You can't do it. And the only thing you can really do is go flip burgers, let's say at McDonald's, for $9.50 an hour.
Okay.
That's an option. It does solve the problem at some level. How about if that mother could coach other first-time mothers that were freaking out about having a first child?
Yeah.
And get a starting wage with life guides of $15 an hour. And as she got better ratings, kind of those Uber star ratings, mm-hmm. 25 or more at 4 stars and pass some trainings, get $18 or $20 an hour, be giving her gift, be creating a regenerative system for our planet, be making more money.
Yeah.
It is really the potential here that's in our society of existing resources to solve our needs as a human species.
Wow.
Wow. That is what I would call a passionate pitch.
It's very deep and moving.
So, your band is a different color. It's a very bizarre color.
Yes.
You are.
Well, that just means I paid to play, as they say, guys.
Understood.
I have an executive membership, so I get the all access magic pass.
Got it.
Because I like to play with people who know how to play big.
Fair enough.
Because that's what my career is about, is playing big. And so right now, our goals, just to be clear here, we're going to reduce suffering for 1 billion people on the planet within 15 years.
Okay.
We're going to create a minimum, I think this is a minimum, 25 million jobs that can't be replaced by autonomous systems and artificial intelligence.
Okay.
And we're going to create an enterprise value that's at least $1 billion, I hope multiple billions of dollars. Our key distribution strategy, well, B2C, so business consumer,
sure,
is core to catalyze the different life challenge channels. Let's say cancer, which is our next one, which we'll be launching. Opiate addiction of a loved one will be soon after that. Right now, our first channel is dementia or Alzheimer's of a loved one.
Fair enough.
A number of them do have a medical-related dynamic, but then some of them in the progression are things like being a first-time teacher or, again, like I said, prison release. So there are other life challenges that are very different, and that in certain situations, cities or corporations or municipalities would pay for. But the basic point there is that we have this array of life challenges that can be addressed. And life challenges, when you look at it as a health and wellness category, if you're between 21 and 70 years old in a developed economy like the United States, you're going to find that well over 80% of your stress and struggle is not related to you having a personal health problem. It might be related to, let's say, a loved one having a problem at some level,
right,
health-wise. So when we then start to look at that and say, okay, we know that's the statistics, all of this stress and struggle is coming from this life challenges space. What does stress lead to? Well, as a corporate employer, that leads to absenteeism,
right,
leads to reduced creativity. It leads to health claims on your health insurance policy, because stress, we know, leads to everything from heart attacks to
all
colitis,
kinds of stuff,
alcoholism, smoking, obesity, all of that. And if you want to create a real culture of caring, so we offer this corporate benefits layer,
okay,
where a corporation come in and support their employees in a culture of caring, and do that for perhaps give or take $100 a year, not a month,
mm-hmm,
where they can offer a half dozen hours of personalized one-on-one,
okay,
real relationship with somebody who cares and has experienced, has been there and done that. Plus, you're backed up by what we call our intelligence assistants. Intelligence assistants is IA versus AI, which we've trademarked. So artificial intelligence is trying to replace the role of humanity in humanity.
Right.
Artificial intelligence trying to accelerate human empathy, human connection, and knowledge sharing. So our software platform is based on that thesis.
Okay.
And we're also patenting that in corporate benefits and other markets and how we actually use technology to accelerate the best of humanity with humanity, not to actually disenfranchise humanity from itself. So when you have that combination of technology with humanity as the interface, you know, what we're doing is, because I'm very active in the exponential technology community with people like Peter Diamandis, Abundance 360, Singularity University, Summit, lots of different tribes and communities, along with Babson College. What we're actually doing is using exponential technologies in an exponential way. We're not creating new technology. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is using existing exponential technologies to exponentially solve the greatest crisis of our time, because those are the greatest opportunities for entrepreneurs of our era.
Wow.
For sure. So I think, let me see if I understand where you are with the product.
Please,
right now.
Yeah.
So it's out in the wild.
Yes.
Already supporting people who are dealing with a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yes.
You've got a couple of other categories that you want to work on, and it seemed like you had a timeline, or at least an order.
We'll be in 10 by Q2 of next year.
Okay.
First one is dementia of a loved one. We spent about a year building out a tech stack with one of the top tech people in the country who's consulted with people like Google Ventures and Nike, and was CTO of a company called Factory SF.
So you have the technology in place.
We have the technology platform in place, which we could have a million clients on today. It's that scalable. We've been in private testing, what's called a private beta, for about 9 months, of which we've had about a 10.10 out of rating scales in our surveys with both client and guides. So now we're in a public launch. It's called a soft beta.
Mm-hmm.
Where now we're inviting the public in to start testing our product. And then we also are launching with a major corporate client that's the largest dementia clinical trials manager in the world, which makes a whole big group of big pharma companies our clients.
Okay.
And they're having a problem with having caregivers of the dementia clinical trial patients failing. In a clinical trial for dementia patients, the dementia patient always fails ultimately because of dementia. But what makes them not show up for their appointments and not be part of the clinical trials is that caregivers get overwhelmed because they have isolation, depression, all sorts of issues come up in managing the complexities. So we're going to be supporting 6,000 caregivers there. That's scalable to about $5 million of revenue for us right there.
Okay.
But then we have major corporations, Fortune 1000 companies, that are already in discussions with us very seriously about launching this as initial corporate benefits layer and then adding additional benefits as we add other life challenges.
Okay.
And then in our investor base, I think we'll launch with about 20,000 participants in our plan from employers that are just part of our investors right now. We are an earlier stage business, so I'm not going to say here it's not like we're Google yet. But the vision is Google-esque in its size and scale.
Okay.
This is a model that's a platform that works in any country, in any language, in any currency, because human life experience properly matched up to another has extraordinary value to heal, to help, and to really regenerate our whole system.
That's fantastic. If our viewers wanted to get more information about the platform and to follow your journey, how can they do that?
It's really very simple. I would go to lifeguides.com. So that's lifeguides with a plural .com. And you can have a contact us there. And if you want to look at perhaps being part of launching any life challenge channel that you think is a particular life challenge that would be popular to others and important, we're open to doing that. You might even be a channel leader or co-director with us. You could be a guide. You could be a client. Our initial channel of dementia of a loved one touches 17 million primary caregivers in the United States, but then look at where we're going with cancer next and other areas. So we're happy to invite others into that partnering, primarily U.S.-based right now, although we have lots of international countries that partners that want to partner with us as we do our global expansion. This will be a global model of a regenerative system using technology and the best of humanity to solve our problems.
I like it.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
And telling
right
us
Thank
about
you,
the
gentlemen.
Cool things that you're working on.
Really cool. Thanks so much for the invite.
Absolutely.
Bye. Right on. Rock on. We got it going here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in it to win it. Let's do it.
And hopefully you'll have a great collision event.
It's already been great.
Well, that's good.
Awesome.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.